Hello, I'm David Kerr, Professor of Cancer Medicine from the University of Oxford. Now, I'd like to talk a little about a lovely study that's been published recently in JNCI by Dr. Imperiali and colleagues from Indianapolis. I'm interested in the whole pathway of care for colorectal cancer and increasingly interested in screening, particularly seeing if we can bring some of the genetic tests that we've developed into play to select those patients for screening that might benefit most. In this study, Imperiali and colleagues have taken a cohort of almost 4,500 patients who were presenting for colonoscopic screening at their centre in Indianapolis. What they did was they used the NCI forecasting tool that is widely available on the NCI website. It's a multivariable model that's been developed in the SEER endpoint data. And what it does is it predicts colorectal cancer risk depending on gender, weight, lifestyle factors, diet, and so on. A very useful, carefully worked out thing. What they did was they related future risk using the NCI tool to current risk in their screen population, and they found a reasonable degree of concordance. So suggesting a dual purpose for the NCI tool, not only predicting future risk of colorectal cancer, but relating it to a current or actual risk. They suggest reasonably that this means that the NCI prediction tool, the colorectal risk tool, it might be used to streamline and improve the efficiency of screening. If we can find people who are coming for screening with a high risk score using the NCI tool, it may be better to focus more deliberately in them to increase the intensity of screening for those who have a lower risk. And rather more controversially, it may be possible to step back and to have a less intensive screening program. Carefully thought through, nice statistics. Not a perfect degree of concordance, but an interesting use of the tool. I'm going to argue that I think we could refine this further by the use of some of the genetic SNP tests that are becoming increasingly available that allow us to segregate risk not only by lifestyle, but by genetics too. And to merge these, I think that we could improve the efficiency of screening. Screening costs tens of billions of dollars in the United States every year. And although it's cost effective, it's still incredibly expensive and draining resources. And I think we could improve that yet further by bringing together and merging some of the fantastic work that's going on in terms of genetic risk and using tools like the NCI's predictive colorectal cancer prediction test. I've said this many times before, but as a cancer doctor, as you get older, it just becomes harder to treat patients with advanced disease. And I'd like to put more of my energy, what little's left of my intellect, into thinking how we might better screen and use some of the sort of modern precision medical tools in the genetic sense to be able to improve that. Thanks for listening.